She transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived there. Ashamed of his monstrous form, the beast concealed himself inside the castle.
There was once upon a time a poor widow who had an only son named Jack and a cow named Milky White. All they had to live on was the milk the cow gave every morning, which they carried to market and sold, until one morning, Milky White gave no milk.
Balto's keen senses keep the team from running into cracking ice, but his feet get wet in the process. Gunnar acts fast to dry the dog's paws in the powdery snow. The following year, a statue of Balto is erected in New York City's Central Park.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated.
In a faraway land long ago lived a king and his fair queen. Many years had they longed for a child, and finally their wish was granted. A daughter was born, and they called her Aurora. Yes, they named her after the dawn, for she filled their lives with sunshine. Then a great holiday was proclaimed throughout the kingdom, so that all of the high or low estate may pay homage to the infant princess. And our story begins on that most joyful day.